Yeah. What were potatoes say? Potatoes shipped in. What kind of bag or sack?
Potatoes?
Yeah.
Well, they put them up in the, it's not a plastic bag. It's a, I know some kind of a, I don't know what the devil you could call that stuff. It's a.
Did you ever see that rough kind of material?
Some kind of it's rubberized to me. You know what I mean? It's like they do with some of the bread.
Yeah.
Some of the bread is put up in some of that kind of paper, you know.
Well, years ago when people picked cotton, what kind of sack did they use?
For what?
To pick cotton and put the cotton in.
Well, we use a regular old sack like you got there, you know, that regular. It's a hemp, made out of hemp.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we picked cotton in. We had those sacks, special sacks for that. They had made them, fixed them up with a strap, you know, so the front part of the sack would hang in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Like an apron. You would put a band around in here, and the sack would open in front of you. See? All right. Now, when you'd be picking cotton, you pick with both hands. That sack was in front of you, and it was hanging open like that. You pick with both hands like that, and you come on in. The sack was open all the time, and you drag it. You pull it with you. You drag it. A lot of times, it was a little small on it, and the damn sack would hit the ground. You know what I mean? You drag the ground. And we'd pull them until we couldn't pull them anymore, then we'd go to the cart and dump it out, and they'd come back and pull again. That's the way we used to pick cotton up by hand. We had an open bag, you know, with a strap that would hold it, keep it from falling down, a big white strap fit over your neck, and the front of the sack right on the side of you. You know, and you're picking the cotton like that, and
the bag would
drag as you walk. You'd pick cotton when it was wet, you know. You didn't go in the field until it was dry. You'd pick no cotton early in the morning. And wait till the dew was down, and then we'd go out and pick cotton until late in the afternoon. But everything was dry.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you bought feed for your horses or something like that, what kind of sack would it come in?
Well, we didn't buy no feed for our horses. We raised our own feed, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, when you bought, say, seed or something like that, what kind of sack would that come in?
The regular, the corn and stuff that they bought and stuff like that, they'd all put up in that bag, and
sack?
Yeah, and then you take the, flour and rice, and grits. When it first started off, they used to put that. They had a special sack, cotton sack, white bean, you know, all kind of stuff like that. Peas. They put that up in those 100-pound bags. They're that long, and it was a solid cloth. It is heavy, white. They put all that stuff in there, and they fold it top, and they take and they sew that. It was sewed up. Double sold. You could throw it around, there's nothing going to leak out at all. Beans, peas, all that stuff. All come out in big sack, big bag, 100 pounds. And then they put flour then in the barrels. That's what I say. They had barrels in there that hold about 100 pounds of flour.
Yes.
And the flour was, the barrel was sealed with a paper. You know, white paper, all the way around, before the flour was put in there, like a big bag, like a big paper bag, I would say. It was all paper all the way around. And then it was tall enough, and they put the flour in there, they take and they fold that paper over the top, before they put the cover on top of it, the wooden cover. And then they drive them hoops all the way around, you know, tighten it down. So nothing could get into that flour.